The Leroy Collins Institute says Florida has about $7.5 billion in unfunded liabilities related to retiree health benefits. Most of that is because of explicit benefits, those government agreements that give additional stipends to retirees to further subsidize their health care. This practice is largely responsible for the unfunded liabilities. Here's the Institute's David Matkin.
Those that provide an explicit benefit in addition to the implicit make up the vast majority of the C, D, and F categories. And in fact, all of the D's and F categories are governments that are providing explicit benefits.
The Institute ranked municipalities on an A to F scale. Matkin says more than 80% of cities and counties surveyed have health benefit systems that are in good shape. But he adds most of the unfunded costs are coming from about 8% of municipalities, and they make up a larger share of the multi-billion-dollar liability pool. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.